The project was conducted by the Great Waters Research Collaborative. Principal investigator Allegra Cangelosi says they sampled 15 ballast water discharges from 8 U.S. and Canadian lakers. She says 13 of them contained non-native species previously undetected at the time of sampling.
We don't really know what happens after they've been discharged, and in some cases the conditions might be right that the organism could establish and possibly push out other things that are naturally already in the environment.
The report recommends identifying best management practices and ballast water treatment systems for ships. Tom Rayburn with the Lake Carriers Association says they'd like to see more testing before any new ballast water policies. He says that would include further study of whether organisms were dead or alive at the time of discharge. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.